Premature ejaculation. The main physical problem in lovemaking is man's premature ejaculation, and woman unsuspectingly contributes to it. The man who comes prematurely has temporarily lost the will to love, has lost himself, therefore cannot take the complete surrender of woman, and is without real authority. He knows it and is shamed by it. The only valid authority man can have over woman is through love, and that authority she will concede to him unconditionally when he demonstrates sufficient love to accept and take her total surrender. Only what he can take can she give. His trumped-up economic and physical authority over her during the last few thousand years has been a nasty bit of work, getting even with her for his own weakness, the abdication of his true authority. As selfless and munificent as a truly loving woman can be, the tragic division between her and her lover goes on from generation to generation because man has forgotten himself, forgotten how to love, and woman cannot give herself, cannot reach her natural fulfillment without him. Premature ejaculation is caused by excitement and anticipation in both the man and the woman. This is there before any foreplay, and long before the physical act begins. In man there is continuous pre-sexual excitation, a heightened aggression due to normal sexual fantasizing. He keeps the basic level of aggression relatively high through his obsession with sex, thinking about sex, reading about sex, joking and talking about it with other men, slyly alluding to it in mixed company, looking at women in public, consciously lusting after them, and making habitually unconscious sexual connections with them. He continually maintains and excites the sexual emotion. So his sexual thermometer is normally registering, let's say, 25 degrees of emotion. By contrast, woman is normally only at, say, 5 degrees. Woman is basically less aggressive than man because she is not basically obsessed with sex. Because man is sex-obsessed, he is ready for sex at any time, unless his numerous hang-ups and inhibitions get in the way. Woman is not, unless she is truly in love. For her to want to make love, her normal sexual temperature has to be raised. In the foreplay before intercourse, flirting, touching, kissing and the fondling of breasts and genitals raises the sexual temperature of both parties. When this excitement is added to the normally raised level of stimulation in the man, it makes him fantasize much more than her. So his sexual temperature rises at a faster rate. By the time he's close to entering her, he is at a burning 99 degrees and rising rapidly with expectation and impatience. She is at a comfortable and enjoyable 70 degrees and rising too. Sometimes she has only to open her legs to him, his fantasy image realized, and he ejaculates. Or his penis merely touches her, or just penetrates the lips of the vagina. Or he might actually manage to get inside the vagina before he comes. In seconds, his sexual temperature drops from a feverish 100 degrees plus to nil as he selfishly ejaculates himself back to the rare state of cool, selfless absence of wanting. Woman's contribution to the premature ejaculation of the man is subtle, and you'll have to examine what I'm going to say closely in your own experience to grasp or test the truth of it. It's not something that all women experience, so if it's not the truth for you, don't imagine or invent it for yourself. In the young vagina, the insufficiently loved vagina, and the excitable vagina, there is a particular response to the penetration of the penis, a downrush of energy from the upper body, a spasm of repressed love. As a surge of love, it's meant to draw the penis up into the highest part of the vagina towards the womb. But even the practiced lover may feel it as a sudden, intense wave, and the shock or force of it draws the sexual emotion out of him and he ejaculates. As the woman learns to release her love gently and smoothly in the vagina, the pressure on her partner to orgasm is eased. And as he in turn practices reducing his sexual excitement, the problem of premature ejaculation diminishes. As far as man is concerned, ejaculation usually marks the end of the act. But even if he has brought her to orgasm, a selfish lover will still not have collected her finer energies. Her orgasm will have released or dispersed her immediate sexual emotion. But the higher divine energies that remain uncollected will eventually degenerate into emotional demand and discontent. All emotion in woman is the demand or the cry to be truly loved, not used as a sexual spittoon. But woman, thank God, is love. Love is her true nature underneath all the emotions, notions, and hang-ups. If she loves him, or if she just loves, she can bear the sexual disappointment. Woman at every level represents the mother, the true archetypal female, Mother Earth, in which all of us delight and find our pleasure, even if only via the whiskey made of earth's grain and water. Man is like a child to the boundless love in true woman, which every woman, underneath her unhappiness, knows herself to be. In her love, she can forgive him for coming and nullify her own desire. She can absorb the restless energy of his orgasm, holding him there inside her, boyish and new in his brief moment of peace. For woman, the fulfillment of her love is to take him into her, to take everything he can give and everything he is, while in return offering up every bit of herself in sweet, complete surrender to love. When he comes prematurely, he is not mature enough to give her all of himself. He hasn't got the time. So she in turn is unable to give him all of the love she has to give. By coming, he goes. He leaves her. Because of it, he is a little less a man, and she is a little less the woman she is. In the greater story of man and woman, and their struggle to be united, this man and this woman are a little further apart. When woman loves, she can dissolve in herself most of the frustration caused by man's premature ejaculation. Nonetheless, any residual emotion becomes a part of the fiendess and will crucify him tomorrow. But her love cannot compensate for her basic unfulfilled need to give up her finest female energies to her lover, to express her intrinsic female beauty, the divine fragrance which builds up continuously in every woman, and which is behind man's need of her. Because of his default, she has to carry this unnecessary burden, and the pain of it is the deep grievance behind the punishing moods and emotional fury of the fiendess.